We as Israel on this great Shabbat shall return of Almighty Yahweh. We come before you, our Abba, to delight in the precious revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, the promise of redemption for all Israel. We prepare our minds, our levim, as we prepare for battle by the certain sound of the shofar. Oh yes, who is by the excellence of your imats, this profound truth revealed unto us, that it caused you to come alive on that day. We think about your tov, your excellence, your kindness, your hasats, the mercies you showered upon Israel. As the old Kurushim would say, I just cannot sit still. When my mind ponders where you have brought me through this week, I must, open up my lamp with the grace to die, to die. Yahshua, what is in the power of that name? Name of Yahshua, and you are real to me, Yah. And as the old laboring Kurush would say, you become more real and real every day. As I see your hands upon your seed, Yisrael. As I see how you brought us to the path whereby death, sickness, and all kinds of bondages waited for us. Yet it was the bearer of the dam, the blood of Yahshua, on the doorposts of the upright standard of Almighty Yah in us and upon the lintel, that we were able to escape the very bombardment of hell, death, sickness, doubts, confusion, that you brought us through, Yah. David said, as he declared in my heart, 10,000 tongues, and my mouth was filled with tongues. We could not rock, we cannot praise you enough, Yah. We offer up to fear earth. Praise us, of Torah, for your excellence, the mighty power of your beauty. You have granted unto a people that came out of nothing, a people that are nothing. But yet because of Yahshua, we live. Because of Yahshua, we are alive. Because of Yahshua, we have the power, the keys of death, hell, and the grave. We have our names written in the Lamb's book, in the love of Yahshua. For no man can open the heart of Yah, but Yahshua. Hallelujah. He opens your heart unto Israel. No man can open that book but the Lamb, because that book is the love of Yahweh written in the love of our Abba, as your Torah resides in Israel. So we wait for the coming Yahshua, and heal everyone that is under the voice of this preaching, the teaching, the instruction, the reproof, the rebuke, the admonishment, the exaltation today. Heal everyone, Yah. Restore the bodies, the minds. Restore the loss of Israel. Restore the lost confidence, the Emunah, the Omen, the assurance and the certainty of your Torah. Restore them, I pray. Allow the heart and love to cry with great appreciation. Because when we think of the Tav of Yah and all that He has done, even on this day for us, we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, I totaya, for Yeshua, Yoshok, Israel. So we shall shahar you this day, Yah. We know that you're in the midst. We come in the only name, Yoshua, the name of salvation, the name of assurance, the name of the begotten of Yah, offered for Israel. Todah Yah for your blessings, your purity, and above all your keeping power, revelation truth, Yoshua the Lamb. For He declared, Abba, all that you've given me, I've lost none, except the son of perdition. We know we are kept by the power of Yeshua until the day we shall see Him coming in the brightness of the power of your might, Yah. We shall take delight in that. Rejoice in that, Yah. Forevermore we shall pray. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, we pray that Yah will bring clarity to His instructions today for you. Shalom, my brother. Hallelujah. Yah brought you. You may be seated. For it's by the excellence of this revelation truth, and that is the power of Yahweh revealed unto Israel. And He could never reveal His power unto us unless He spoke unto us. He has spoken in times of sundryness, Mother Nobi. And that does not mean that Yah still does not speak, Mother Nobi, the prophet, the man of strength, visionary power, as he looked for the expectation of the coming kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. And His assurance is in this profound revelation, this truth that is revealed through Yeshua HaMashiach, because it makes His love, His heart fat, and causes Him to rejoice and to delight in the abundance of the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. It caused Him to wait for the promises of Almighty Yah to be manifest in the fullness of His power unto Israel. That is why we must rejoice. And again, I command us by the word of Yah, we must rejoice. It is a generation that Yoshua describes its characteristics, its mannerism, its desire, purpose. He destroys the very character of this generation that we are living in and that we are striving in. We ought not to strive in this generation. We are a people that are of little substance. We have nothing to offer unto Yah, but He has justified us, made us just, because we trust and believe Him, because we have no measure of strength beyond the power of His truth. We have no capability beyond the strength of Yeshua. And so we must trust Him. Although we do not see Him in the physical sense, we see Him and the power of His Son, Yeshua, in our brothers and our sisters. That is why it is valuably important for us as the people of Yah to learn how to fellowship, have the same mind of Yeshua, and that we become friendly or friends reach one with the other. And that is an intimacy. It is based upon a covenant of honesty, integrity, and truthfulness. It is based upon a genuine concern. It is based upon a love or a heartfelt desire for your brother and your sister. They become very special unto you. And that their concern is your concern. That their needs is your need. What we have today is a generation that is so superficial with the superfluities of this generation. And there's a reason why. There's a reason why that this generation is one of the most duplicit generations of all time. It is one of great hypocrisy, falsehoods, and there is not a demotion, a sincerity unto one another. But we have this great proclivity for the world and the things that the world offers. Why is that, Yah? Why did Yaakov speak with such profound clarity that he identified the very character of this generation? He calls us Na'af, adulterous and adulteress, a generation, a people, that do you not understand that the friendship of the world is enmity? There is a hatred that is beyond subscriptive or descriptive superlatives to describe it. It is one that is adamant. It is one that is adversarial. It is one whereby that one is your foe. That you despise that one. That you reject any kind of commitment unto that one. So he spoke with great passion, revelation and wisdom. There's a reason why Yah says that. It is not according to my opinion. It is according to the Torah, the word of Yah. It is not what I depict or what I cipher from the words. It is what the word of Yah says. It is what the living word of Yah speaks unto Israel. And so he calls us that are friendly with the world. He calls us adulterous and adulteress, Na'af, that we began to be a participant in the idolatry of paganism. We become sexual pleasures or a pleasure to the world, that we would sell the truth to ascertain the falsehood of the world, to say this is my friend. No man, no woman that is a friend of the world, that has an intimate relationship with the world, you are an enemy of Yah. And the scripture shows us, and I will show us in the book, it makes no difference whether we concur. You can take what I show you about the Ruach, utilize it any way you want to. You can abandon it. You can say Yah doesn't mean that. He means what he says. He speaks what he says because he means what he says. There is no duplicity in Yahweh. He is not of one of mondacity, that he has a falsehood. But his words are true, and they are pure, and they break the shackles of Israel from the bondage of the world. So you cannot be a friend of the world and say you love Yah. For any man that is a friend of the world, you are a foe unto Yah. You are an adversary. You are an enemy. And so the world does, it causes you to move into that adulterous realm. that you began to sell yourself for the trinkets and the feel-good moments. You began to sell away the very pure concepts of Yah for any emotional gyration for the moment. But the scripture is implicit. It is clear. And the word shows us why. When one is a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. I will read from the book that you hold. And if it's true, if you believe that the book is one of Imam truth, then Yah will speak to us out of the book. Forget the man here. He means nothing. Forget the man. We must see what the word of Yah says. Receive it. The man says he loves Yah and keeps not his mitzvah, the instructions, the muzah, he's a liar. And the imat is not in that one. That's why they do wicked things and vile things. And that's why their minds and their... It is not of Yah. I will reiterate again what Yaakov says here in James. Yaakov, I want to read verse 4 of chapter 4. The reason I continue to reiterate this verse is that it become reality in our minds. We hear what the Ruach speaks. He says, he dealt with them about the continuous battling. And among Israel, there's always a battling. Among Israel, there's always a battling. We battle in our minds. We fight against the mind of Yeshua. We need to let. We must let that same mind that was in Yeshua, it must be in us. In order for us to let, there must be a willing, permissive will for that to be. If you allow someone to come into your home, you let them. If you do not want them to come in, you resist them. You do not even open the door to welcome them. And our mind is the door. Our mind is the door that the enemy enters in. Our mind is the door that the power of the word of Yah enters in. And it began to change the love. It began to form it and to shape it. It began to eradicate and to disperse out of that love those traditions and things that are diametrically opposed to the living Torah of Yahweh. So we must allow. It must be a permission. It must be a permissive will that I shall allow the mind of Yeshua to abide dwelling in me, that I may walk in the words that he spoke unto Israel. That's why we cannot walk in the word of Yah. Because our minds are confused. There's all kind of folly and trivial activities. But there is no greater hava. There is no enthusiasm of love for Yah. We're not even enthusiastic about one another. But you're enthused with the world. That's the reason why. Oh, I don't hate Yah. You're a damn liar. It's either that the word of Yah is a lie or you are the truth. I will take the word over your words. Hallelujah. Yaakov says you got these battling, you are fighting. And the reason you're fighting because you lust. All that is in the world is the lust of the eyes. That's also in the world. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. And the pride of life. So your battles come because of your lust. And you lust because you are worldly. And that is a mind that despises Yah, that hates his imat, that rejects the muzah or the instructions of Yah. Have time for everything but Yah. Have time for folly and the wicked, but no time for Yah. Have time for triviality, but no time for prayer. It's a false generation. It is not sincere. You can pretend, but you are a corrupt thing. An adulteress and an adulteress. I'm going to make clarity by the Ruach, whether you buy it or not. It makes no difference. All that is in the world is the lust, the driving concupiscence of the eyes and the flesh, and this pride, this haughty wickedness. That's what it is. Hallelujah. It was one thing about the widow, the one that had the issue of blood. She knew she needed help. It was one thing about the widow of Zarephath. She knew that she would not make it unless she touched Almighty Yah. And he had his ambassador, the man of Yah, there to strengthen. To strengthen this wicked generation, because it's lustful and wicked. It despises those that operate in the rock of Yah, and they think that they're suffering for Sadiq. They're suffering because of their damn pride life, their damn wickedness, and they're violent because the word of Yah is one thing that he shows us, and his word is mercy. It is by his imat that he purges us. But this damn foolish, dumb generation, I love you daughters of Zion, but there's nothing more silly. That's why the scripture says that silly women led away because you're laden with sin. Your minds are so damn prideful. You don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And that's how prideful we are. What an ignorant obsession. No, the publican humbled himself and say, yeah, Yeshua, I pray because I need help. I don't want to be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Look, well, I suffer because of this. You suffer because of your own wickedness. You're not suffering because you're doing right. You suffer because you love the world. You're not suffering because you're doing right according to Yah's will. Come on, Israel. Oh, I intend to ruffle your corruption. Hallelujah. I intend to do that. You're not suffering because you love Yah. You're suffering because you're wicked as hell. You're not suffering because your mind is the mind of Yahshua. You're suffering because you harbor the world and you love the world. And you despise Yah because it is one thing that the word of Yah will cause us to be rich. And the riches of Yah, the blessings of Yah, add no sorrow. Will cause you to be rich. Will cause the blessings of Yah to fill your inward parts. And your mind will illuminate the power of Yahshua. So you're not suffering because you're doing right. You're suffering because you're vile. Because you're wicked. Because you have a spirit of a serpent. What is the spirit of a serpent? It says that Shaitan abode not in the imat, for he was a liar from the beginning. You don't abide in the truth of Yah. How can you say that, David Roberts? Because there's one thing that the imat of Yah always does. It makes us free. When a man abides in that, when a woman abides in that, they're free. First of all, they're free from them. Well, Pastor Roberts, it's the elements of Robin. No, you wicked one. It is that damn corruption that is in you that defiles you. You're a child of hell. You don't know how to stand forthright and say, it's me. Not my mama. Not my papa, but it's me. Oh, yeah. Standing in the need of deliverance. Not my brother there, my sister there, or the one there, but it's me. Oh, yeah, it's you. It's your mind that is captivated by hell. By darkness, because you are a friend of the world. You're a friend, the pride of life. Pride for what? Why should we be prideful? You're a fool. Hallelujah. I don't want you to know me by any way. And that is the fruits. The fruits. There are no fruits to run. Mother, don't ever come here again if you don't sense the fruit of Yah. You don't sense it, I'm sincere. I will not capitulate, that is, change anything or go back on anything. Because of some juvenile spirit, one that is juvenile and immature, I will not. Hallelujah. It's one thing that Elder Biden and that he spoke unto us while he was here. And I can see that even among us, we've forgotten that message, haven't we? Do you recall what he preached on? I will tell you, he talked about this humble ruach. When one is humble, the one that are prideful, they think that I will bear my burdens alone. You're just full of your damn wicked pride. You're wicked as hell. I despise one like that. I do. Don't come around me. Hallelujah. But the one that is in desperation, they know Yah intends, because we are brothers and sisters, keeper, and we help them. Hallelujah. Go to hell. I tell you to go, your prideful ways. Go to hell. You're not even a dog. Because even the dogs desire the crumbs that falls from the master's table. A dog will lick the wounds as they did Job. A dog will do that. You're not even a dog. Hallelujah, you're swine. For swine wallows in the filth and the corruption of the world. I take nothing back. You're brazen, and I'm bold too. This is a vile generation. It takes no responsibility. It always wants to shun responsibility and blame someone else. No, my problems, I can find them in the door of my mind. I don't have to look to my wife. This is an adulterous and an adulterous generation. Look at one of the most photogenic Democrats of this era. The one that supposedly had a great compassion and he cares for the poor, Mr. John Edwards. A damn dog he was. He goes out while his wife's suffering from cancer. And he has his alliances with a Jezebel. And the world will still esteem him. They love him. And folks will justify this pervert out of hell. How can a man says he loves his wife? She's sickly. And he put on this photogenic appeal with his smile and his teeth that's been altered by every dental procedure there is. He has made himself rich and fat because he was a lustful man. And he finds from a Jezebel that there is no pure intimacy with his wife. He's a damned dog and a coward. He's a damned dog and he is a coward. What he is. Hallelujah. You see, this is an adulterous generation. That's what an adulterous dog does. Hallelujah. And there's the reason why. So Yaakov says, you're adulterous. You're adulterous. You're not off. You pagan idolaters. You idolize the world. You saw yourself adulterous as a mistress of the world. You're the missus. You have sold yourself unto the corruption of the world. You've given yourself over unto that. And that's what he calls us. He's writing unto the Hebrew Israelites. He says, you adulterous and adulteress. Yada, know you not. Have you not learned? Do you not understand that the ra'ach, or the friendship of the world, is enmity? It is hatred. It is Abba with Yah. Do you not know that, adulteress? Do you not know that when you renounce your affection, your attachment unto Yah, when you segregate yourself from Almighty Yah, because of your apostate mind, you began to abandon the tenets and the principles of Yah. And that's what they do, this adulterous and adulterous generation. It abandons the Torah principles. Hallelujah. It has no sense of Torah direction. So this is written unto the Hebrew Israelites. He identifies them as adulterous and adulteress. He identifies their character and their characteristics. The spirit that has come forth and the reason it has come forth and the reason you operate like that because you are an adulteress. How is it that this hypocrisy among Israel can see one of their wicked kinsmen and there's rejoicing, they're smiling. They convey this congenial attitude. Yet they have no appreciation for Israel as a serpent of hell birthed out of the pit of darkness. And they shall go the way of darkness. Their minds will not hear. They will justify a lazy, wicked son and a whorish Jezebel daughter. And yet they have this small, damnable mentality that they will keep the ought in their minds against brothers and sisters. That is the wicked dog. Even a dog. You know what, I bust Shaka's head. I don't care how big he gets. I got something to put something between his eyes and it'll drop there. Boom, 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 boom. Do you understand? I can kick him and hit him. But it's one thing he always does. He knows the master. And he will come with his head. His posture is different. His demeanor is different. And he'll come back to the man's hands that have fed him before Brother Nathan's hands ever fed him. He knows the hands that feeds him. Hallelujah. And even a dog has the ability to be sensitive. Even a dog. An adulteress will never have the sensitivity, because they're given over unto idolatry and falsehood and false worship. They have not the rock of Yah. They have not the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. They have this affection for the world. They're stimulated by the world. They're energized by the world. So when one becomes friendly with the world, they become oyev, an enemy unto Yah. That they detest Yah. They defy the standards of Yah. They do that. You know, Scripture tells us if one be sick, we call the elders. That's what Scripture commands us. Jezebels, harlots, adulterers and adulteress. It's your damn pride and your wickedness that will not allow you to do it. Because you're full of wickedness and you don't realize it. That's why Yah sent you here today. Maybe he may show you some mercy and some immense. By mercy and truth, iniquity, total lessness is purged. That is wickedness. And the reason one will do that, because they have wickedness in them and acts based upon their own damnable wickedness. Hallelujah. That's why they do it. I'm not offended. You can do it all you want to. It doesn't offend me. Go to hell. Hallelujah. He gave us gifts to bring to light the perfect power of his Torah, to perfect the word of Yah in us. And if we reject that, we reject him. He said unto the Shulishim, you go into a house, they receive you, receive them. They receive you not. He said, knock the dust off your feet and let them go to hell. He means that. He destroyed the whole city except one harlot and those that came under the covering of the covenant of that harlot. This is a wicked, ignorant generation. That's why women need to learn. They must learn. That's why they need to be taught. Hallelujah. Young men need to be quiet to hear. They have not learned to hear. I was thinking, I'm going to finish this message. And I was thinking, I said to my wife, I said, you know, Brother Patrick, he's learning to learn to love me more and more. Because he's realizing he can learn more from me than he can from him. Do you understand that? He can learn more from this preacher than he can from himself. And that's a fact of the matter. Are you boasting? No. I just know what I'm saying. I have an experience that he has not experienced. Not yet. And so the more he learns, the more he yada, the more he learns, the more he understands this man, the more he sees how he does things, and the way, why is this? There's a purpose for that. Oh, I know that painting we did yesterday seemed fruitless, but there's a purpose. What, preacher? It all has to do with the visual appeal. You understand. It all has to do with that. Do you know what you're doing, Pastor Robert? Well, certainly I do. Certainly. I know exactly what I'm doing, why I do it, and the reasons why I do it. I know exactly why I do it. You just need to yada to learn the ways of the man of Yah, that you will understand. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do. So this adulterous generation, it is one that is full of adulterous. He called Israel that. He called them na'af, those that are apostatized. When one has a ruach or the spirit of apostate, they turn away from the tenets of Torah. The Torah tells us how to do everything. Even if one was unclean, how you come before the Kohan and become clean. This wicked generation doesn't do that. They're not suffering because they are kedushim. They're suffering because of their own wickedness and their pride. That's where our suffering comes from. Hallelujah. It was tough that Yah afflicted me, that I may not study, I may learn. And may Yada, his hook, the statutes, the instructions, the limitations of Yah, what I should not do, how to do it, according to the Mishra, the government of Yah, he made to be governed. By Torah, that brings about this spontaneity, this shalom, this happiness among us, that men will ask us the reason of the tikvah that is in us. We look at us, there's no reason to ask you anything. We look dead and have dead, no life, no buoyancy of the power of Yahshua in us. None whatsoever. I'm not intimidated to tell you that. I don't get intimidated easily. Hallelujah. So it makes no difference whether you respond. Hallelujah. I want to point this out. He calls them adulterous, adulterous, adulterous. Na'af. Friendship of the world is enmity. It is the enemy. It is the Oye of Yah. Now either Yaakov spoke a profound lie, or it must be based upon truth in Torah. It has to be. It was one thing that Yah said to Israel, when I bring you out, do not learn the ways of the heathens. We have learned to lie well. We have learned to steal. We have learned to be lazy as hell. Look, I don't care. My superlatives are not of those that have that possess an educational background. So I speak plain. Hallelujah. Brother Patrick and I were speaking. He said, I'm going to learn this fluently. Well, I have no problem with that. I said to him, I don't even speak English fluently. Hallelujah. I said, I will learn it in a way that it will be applicable and that the next person will understand. I have no problem with him doing that. I want him to do that. I want that. Hallelujah. I understand him better than he understands me. We can't reject, whether we like it or not, the gifts of Yah among us. I can't do that. I will be a fool to do that. I will be a fool. But I know how to correct the gift and refine it too. Hallelujah. And it's almost the wife giving the husband a pair of slacks. He said, a little too long. So he has to alter them. Sure he has to. Sure, just isn't my color, but I'll make it work. Maybe not with these slacks. Some other slacks. Do you understand that? And so that's the way the gifts of Yah, they must be refined, corrected, chastised, reproved, rebuked, admonished, esteemed. So he identifies Israel, the spirit of an adulteress, and an adulteress, Na'af. One that is apostate, one that is idolatrous, that worship oneself, to think highly of oneself. When one thinks highly of themselves, that no one suffers the way they suffer, lies from hell. Your petty suffering is nothing. It's nothing. The letters I get, I can't even answer them because I know that I cannot do for all. My heart weeps. I can't even read them. And I know the situations in many parts of Africa and many parts of India and the Baltic of Russia and China. I know the situation. I know the plights of the people. I understand what it's like in Iran and Iraq. I know what it's like right south of us in Cuba, in Haiti, in Jamaica. And sister comes all the way here to amass enough just to build a little room, and a couple of $1,000 will do that. So don't tell me about your afflictions. Hallelujah. And even her ruach is sweet and pleasant. When she writes about, bless the sisters and brothers. Tell them Torah for their kindness and their sweetness. I will not turn back, Pastor Roberts, if no one stands with me. And then this fat, greedy, wicked nation here. And you think you're suffering something. You're suffering because you suffer because of your own sins. Why should we complain? You suffer for your own wickedness and your own corruption. So to be a friend, to be intimate, to be in covenant relationship with the world. Covenant. That they inspire you, daughters, how to dress, how to walk. They inspire you, men, how to treat your wives. The Torah teaches you that. It teaches you, daughters, how to treat your husband, man. You're inspired by them to convey an image that is acceptable by the world. You are an adulteress and an adulteress. Your mind is apostate mind. You have no true ahava for the Torah of Yah. For the Torah teaches you how to dress, daughters of Zion. You don't dress like a whore, Jezebel. It teaches you how to raise your children. It teaches you avats, how to instruct your son, and how to cause the Torah of Yah to abide in him. Not in silliness and laughter, not in playfulness and folly, but in soberness with affections toward Yah. We have those today, they're full of idolatry, that these are mine, this mine, so they perceive that theirs are better, and they protect theirs. I am here for the defense of the body of Yahshua. I defend Yahshua. Hallelujah. That's who I defend. That's who I defend. The truth, the emet of Yah. Nothing else. And I will stand in it. Hallelujah. Well, if I'm not standing in it, it will be revealed. Why is it, preacher? Why is it, Dave Roberts, to be a friend of the world, you must be an adulteress or an adulteress? You have renounced the emunah of Yah. That's what they do. They renounce it. They despise the just. Those that have been justified and made pure by the death of Yahshua. We live by emunah. We live by our confidence, our omein, our certainty, and our assurance in the Word. That's how we live in the Word of Yah. Hallelujah. We live that way. That way. Listen. Even though that Eliphaz and the brothers spoke to Eob in a way, Yah still says that when Eob prayed for his friends, he prayed for his friends. And not only that, he went to Elihu and said, look now, these matters that you all spoke just wasn't right. If you had the Ruach of Yah in you, and if a brother or sister, there's something that you see that offends you, you would go to them, Jezebels. Now this damn generation go to others to corrupt. But that's what Eob did. And when he did that, Yah blessed him sevenfold, all right? You will never be blessed. Because you have duplicity, you're hypocrites. That's falsehood there. The word of Yah. Listen, I would tell you, here's one thing about this preacher. I don't care whether it's a brother or sister. I mean, you send a sister, tell her, straighten that out. Tell her to do that. Little sister, don't, take that off. Hallelujah. Fashion your daughters like this damn wicked world. It's wrong. It's wicked. Shaping their minds. You're causing them to be enemies against Yah. You're causing their minds to be apostate. You cause them to denounce the emunah. Because your lives are shabby as hell. They don't see nothing that loves Yah and committed. Brother Yahshua Horn, we were in the gym the other day. And talking. I certainly enjoyed his fellowship. And he said to me, Pastor Roberts, and that was a strong man in his life. Evangelist Horn was. You can see it in his sons. He said, there's one thing that he would always tell us. He would always say this to us. You all stand by Pastor Roberts. And he is a faithful young man. Doesn't give me no hell. Doesn't resist. He would always say that to us. Now, Evangelist Horn had to have, even though we all were ignorant, some sense of discernment. And it wasn't because of my physical demeanor. It was something that is demonstrated beyond the physical character of a man or a woman. It's something that a corrupt heart can never receive. That's why wicked folks love. That's why the world always keep aught against each other. That's why there's always something going. There's always not something, but something going. Always something going. Always something going on. It's always like that. So Rabban becomes involved in that when they want to hear about the affairs of the world. That's a wicked mind. To hell with the world. I don't care what they're doing. I know what they're doing. They're committing fornication, adultery. They're eating, they're drinking. They're greedy. They're lustful. They're watching television. That's all they're doing. Lying and cheating. That's all they're doing. What is that to hear? Tell me. Tell me, what is it to hear what the world is doing? Or what it's doing? I know what they're doing. There are a few things they're doing. Drinking and drunkenness and eating and gluttony and lazy and working and lying and cheating and stealing. That's all the world is doing. Period. 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 Oh, it may come in the form this way with that one and this way with that, but it's the same thing. You can deduct the very same thing. So, an adulteress and an adulteress, that is a profound identity to put upon a people. To be friends, to be ra'ak, to have an intimacy and this great passion for the world, you're an enemy of Yah. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't concur with that. And I really do not buy that. I would have begun in the book of Marcus Luke. It says in Mark chapter 8. I would have begun here. No, let me begin in Yokohan. I'll come back to that. I would have begun in John, Yokohan, chapter 15. And verse 18, just one verse I will read. Joshua talks about this shonye. And when one hates, yeah, it is a personal thing. That's what the Hebraic word shonye. Shonye. S-A-W-N-A-Y. Shonye. It is not just something abstract. It has become personal. He has become your personal foe. That's why he says, you adulterous and adulteress. Do you not, Yahweh, have you not learned that the friendship of the world is enmity? You are my foe. And that's what an enemy is. And Oyeb, it is an adversarial mindset to denounce, to overthrow, and to throw one over. And so that's what the natural man desires to do, to overthrow the Torah, the Mishra of Yah. Yahshua speaks to us. Yochanan 15:8. I'll read it in its simplicity. If it's a lie, get up and walk out, brothers and sisters. He says, if the world hates you. Now he said, now if the world hates you, know or you know, Yahweh, you have not learned that it loved me. It what? It hated me before it hated you. So the world, how can you be a friend of the world when it hates Yahshua? The world hates Yahshua. The actions of those that you coddle in their wickedness and soothe their minds and stroke them by telling them it's all right. You're a liar. The world hates Yahshua. So he speaks unto us. So I will get deep into this. It makes no difference whether you concur with it or not. Now he says that the world, know you not that the world hated me first? Don't you know that the world, well, it doesn't say it hates Yah. We will get into the depths of that. That's why Yah says, if you're a friend of the world, you know the world hates me. And you're intimate with the world. You are my foe. You are my enemy. You are my oyeb. You know that the world hates me. The might of the world despise Yah. The carnal mind is not subject to the Torah of Yah. It never indeed can it be. It doesn't know how to love a brother or sister. It doesn't know how to stop stealing and committing sexual perversion. Come on, look at Mr. Edwards. He had this great concern for the poor, as he says. He's a liar. And look at how the media did that. They knew all the time that he had done that. But the world loved their own. Does not the scripture say that? It doesn't mean it has the ahava. You are loved by the world because you're part of the world. You're not a part of the world. The world will hate you. Well, who she thinks she is? What about this? It will come from your sons, your daughters, your children, your mama. It makes no difference who it comes from. So you know that the world hates Yah. You know that it hates His truth, His word, Yahshua. And you engage in this friendship, generosity to the world. The word of Yah tells us to do tov as much as we have opportunity. Do tov unto all men. But especially Israel. You tell me you can smile with the wicked, with the world. You ask, you trust them, and you don't trust the word of Yah. He said, I want you to understand that the world hates me. Yahshua said, it hated me. If the world hates you, Know you not, or you know that it yada, or yada, that it hated sone, me before it hated you. There was a personal hatred for Yeshua. He was a foe of the world. The word of Yah is an enemy to the world. That's why they are said everywhere, even young ones, quote, there is no mighty one, there is no creator. We came by evolution. That you don't understand the mindset. They have put that in our children. We have trusted their minds to the world. You wicked mamas and daddies, you ignorant as hell. You don't love them, because if you did, you will not trust. Why would you trust the world to raise them? You might as well say hallelujah. You give your sons and daughters to the world. Yeshua said that the world hated me first. So if it hates you, so Yaakov says, I want to tell you something, Israel. I watch your actions. And I watch your intimacy with the world and your friendship, your ra'ah. I watch your friendship with the world. I watch your intimacy. I watch your covenant relationship with the world. He said, that's an enemy of Yah. Because the world hates Yeshua. It hates the world. How can you love the world with this great faction and this affectionata? And yet you don't love Yah. You don't love the brothers and sisters that way. Why are you fighting with the brothers and sisters? Why is there no intimacy with them? Why is there no tenderness with them? But a bitch of a daughter and a faggot of a son, you got a relationship with them? I don't want you young ones repeating what I say in that expression. Sometime I get aroused. Hallelujah. Well, that's what the true expression of them. Hallelujah. I know what the word means. It's a proper expression. It is not a curse word. I just don't want you using it. I'm old enough to use it, all right? When you get 53, then you can use it, okay? Let me use it. Hallelujah. And so some slut, that our concern is for a slut over Yah, his body, Yeshua. Dog, get out away from me. I'll kick your teeth out. If Dusty did something to one of these little children, I would bust his head. I would bust his head. I would take a bat and crack it open. You get me, Peter, Amorites, whomever you want to. If he bit one of these children, I would bust his head. And I would call the law. I would kill him dead. I don't need no pistol. I would bust his head. Kill him dead. That's what you do with a dog that bites at Yeshua. Oh, I'm going to make it plain. I've got to break this down. So if you're friend of the world, don't you know that the world, first of all, the world hates you. And you're friendly with the world. But that's my son. He hates you. Because he hates Yeshua. They cannot love you when they hate Yeshua. He said the world's going to hate you now. The world is slick. Look at how Barack, Mr. Hussein Obama, he intrigued Mr. Edwards. And now he's distancing himself from it. That's a friend sticking closer than a brother. They are dogs. And now he's distancing himself from the same man that he asked to support him. He asked to support his causes. And now the man is an adulteress, no different than Mr. Hussein Barack Obama. Yet he separates himself. Such superficiality in these wicked folk. That's what the world is, full of superficiality. That's why you're full of it. That's why you can't be real with brothers and sisters. What you see is the real deal here. What you see, what you hear, what you get from this man. Whether you're working with him or whether I'm preaching. Is that right, my young son? You get the same deal. Nothing alters. I talk like this when I'm working. And I talk like this when I'm quiet to myself. And so the world see a brother or a sister that's a true friend. They stick close. There's nothing more precious than a friend. They were never friends. The world is not, they despise each other. That's why the love of the world, it is not what the Yahavah of Yah. It is a superficial gathering of covenant relationship that one is looking out for their own cause. They're not concerned with your cause. Mr. Edwards is not concerned with the cause of the poor. He's concerned with his own exaltation. Him rising up with great prominence in a nation that is so wicked, of adulterous. Who wants to be a friend? I don't want to be a friend to a sissy. Hallelujah. Why would I want to be a friend to a faggot? Hallelujah. Why would I want to be a friend with a whoremonger that has no regard for his wife? I don't want to be a friend of a man like that. Why would I want to be a friend with a Jezebel that sleeps with everything that moves? Why would I want to be that kind of friend? I don't want to be a friend of the world. Because I know if I'm a friend of the world, if I am a friend of the world, I hate Yah. When you're a friend of the world, you hate Yahshua. He said, don't you know now? Don't be despondent, he says. Don't be troubled with your sons and your daughters or your kinfolks hate you. He said, because they hate me, they hate the word. And they will hate you too. Well, you're my sister. Now, if you were her sister, you would speak the truth to them. If that's your daughter, you would say, you are a Jezebel. You dress like a whore. You're an abominable thing before Yah. You wear pants like a dog. You won't say that to them. I will go ahead. You say you love them, you're a damn liar. The Torah teaches the woman how to dress, not to put on that which pertain to a man or a man, vice versa. You know the Jezebel dressed like that, and you strengthen her damn wicked hand, you're a Jezebel. Well, as I said on Scripture Truth, we'll get dainties. But the day we get the sword drawn, it is from the sheath. From the sheath. That's why I despise an effeminate man. I despise effeminate men. I don't like being around an effeminate man. Man that covet mischievous practices. He knows he's wrong, but he covet that and he honors that. He's a coward. He hates Yah. He's not even a punk. Because a punk will tell you, Miss Thing, this is me. I'm just what I am. That's right. A punk will tell you what they are. He's not even a punk. I said to Brother Dale, one day I will not even dishonor a punk on that behalf. Hallelujah. So he says, the world hates me. Shone. It is a personal thing they got against me. Why? Why the world hates him? Why? Because he's a light. And men love darkness rather than lights. So when he shines, says, don't show, don't expose me. I hate it. That's why they hate him, because his light. Light has shone in the world. And because the deeds of the men are evil, they love darkness more than they love light. And they hate it when the light shines. It's almost like a man in the morning, he's lazy, doesn't want to get up, and the wife turns the light. Get up. Ah, turn that light off. I can't say that because I do that. Sister Roberts, turn that off. Come on. Got that light on his blood in my woman. We are a superficial people. We don't even know how to identify with our own actions, our own ways. There are many times. I'll say to my wife, turn it off, please. Oh, okay. Sister Roberts, why do you turn? I don't need you to leave no light on for me when you leave. Turn it off. You getting up at 3:30 in the morning, woman, don't leave no light on for me. The light affects everything, doesn't it? It affects your senses, and that's what the light of Yahshua does. He affects everything. He told you, he shows us how senseless and how foolish we are. We're not walking in the light of the truth. Oh, I'm going to hammer this home. That's all right. Come here, then, oh, mother, this old, and Yah's preparing her. There's going to be a home going one day. That's the fact of the matter. You can reject that all you want to. And she says, Simeon, last week, she said, quote, Pastor Roberts, I know there's a lot of old stuff in me that's got to come out. I said, well, Yah sent you right to the hand of the surgeon then. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it, mama. You see, with that kind of honesty, Yah heals. He can do something great in an old woman like that than some of you rebellious, wicked ones. All these years, come on, this mess has got to come out. And that's all right then. His word is sharper and powerful than any two-edged swords. And it's going to cut. Yes, sir, it's going to tear down. I'd rather have that kind of honesty than you false, superficial pretenders want to shake my hand. You're full of your damn ways, wicked ways. Don't shake my hand. I'd rather have that. I want to shake her hand. I want to talk to her. You, I don't want to talk to her. Talk to me, mama. Talk to me. Talk to me. I want to hear what you got to say, because I know there's integrity there. When one judges themselves, you know there's a bit of integrity there. For one has no ability to do that when they can see everyone else. They're false as hell. Hallelujah. I will pour it out, Sam. Hallelujah. He said, the world hates you because it hated me before it ever hated you. Now drop down to the 23rd verse of the same chapter. Well, to be a friend of the world doesn't mean you hate Yah. Yahshua says in the 23rd verse, same chapter, Yochanan, he says, he that shoneh, does it say that? He that hates, does it say that? I want concurrence with all of us. He said, he that shoneh me, you hate Yahshua. He said, you shoneh my Abba also. Is that what it says? To be a friend of the world is an enemy, is an adversary, an oyeb of Yah. So if Yah Kahan, understanding the spirit of the world, because it is an adulterous generation, I will show us in the book, this is an adulterous and an adulterous generation. We cover the sin of the wicked. We don't pray for the failures of the Siddiq. We care for those that we think are our own. I care for Yisrael. Hallelujah. I love the sons and daughters of Yisrael. The Jezebels go to hell. Go on. If I had a Jezebel daughter, I would tell the cow, get out of my face. She will not strut her stuff in my place. That's a fact. I care for the daughters of Tizan. I want to make sure she's protected. And this daughter. So I'm not going to sit on the phone with one like that to cause a spirit like that to enter in. And you wonder why you're acting a bizarre way. It's because that I'm fraternizing with the world. Whether you all understand, I know you're young, you don't understand. Well, he has no attachment to me, but I am attached to you. How can he love me? Because I have a living truth in me. How can he not do us wrong? Because I love you. That's why. That's why. So I will not entertain a Jezebel like that. That's what many of you mess up. You entertain these frolicky whores. And you get crazy as hell with the brothers and sisters. Because you love the world and you hate the presence of Yahshua. He said, I want to tell you something. The world hates me. And because they hate me, they shall hate me. They shall name my Abba also. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they would have no sin. But now have they both seen and hate Shone both me and my Abba. That's why you cannot, brothers and sisters. You cannot be a friend of the world. The world hates Yah. The world hates Yahshua. He has done mighty works. Well, what has he done among the world, my cousin? If they cannot see what Yah has done for you, not you hypocrites, not you superficial ones. If they cannot see that, even my natural kinsman, they know this man. Even if they call their attitude. My aunt called me the other day. She called me. Last Shabbat, I said that it's time for Shabbat now, but I'll call you back. Well, I haven't called. I haven't had the time. But even when they call me, their attitudes and their verbiage is just totally different. It is. I want to see you. I'm nothing to see. There's nothing about my physical stature that one needs to see. I have the bread of life. I eat it every day. Yahshua. Hallelujah. I eat that. The world doesn't love Yahshua. It hates Yahshua. It hates the Abba. So if you're a friend of the world, you have become an allegiance with the world. To say, I was secretly like Yehuda Iscariot did unto Yahshua. I will secretly give you the plans of Yah. I will tell you this. I will show you this. Well, what are they doing? You know, Pastor Roberts, he's stealing, saying this and that. Yeah, to hell with your daughters and your sons. Let them go to hell. You don't have to tell them what I said. Tell them to go to the internet and they can hear the message. You think I step aside and move or try to curtail things for a little wicked, hoish daughter, yours, a son? You're crazy as hell. I'm going to be here until Yah removes me. He's not going to remove me right now, right? Got a little more work to do. Got some more work to do. Got work to do. I got enough to keep me busy until I die. You all hear that? Oh, I'm not talking about physically death. I'm talking about this old flesh dying. Destroying every component of it that has no strength at all. So the world hates Yah. The world. But that's my daughter. She hates him. If one says he ahava Yah, Yahshua said, if a man says he loves me, keeps not my mitzvah, he's a liar. Well, the words he spoke, they were not his words, but they were the Abba. I will show you in the book. So if a man says he loves Yah, keep not the mitzvah of Yahshua, he's a liar. And the truth, the emet, the Torah, is not in that one. So how can one say they love Yah? Now folks will say, let me read this. There was a sister, she sent a beautiful offering out of Indiana. I just want to read what she said. in this letter. Listen to this. One line, two lines actually. You all see that? She says, praise Yah for the truth, the Emat, that is changing man life. Hallelujah. Sister Brown. Toda Yah. For the Emat of Yah makes a radical change in one's life. You see, there are those that listen and they don't know how to contact Pastor Roberts. There was a man contacted me right out of Georgia. He and his family has two daughters. I said, get your daughters from working out of these filthy whorehouses. You pimp them like that. He writes me back. I was telling my wife. He said that the words that you wrote back, they pierce me. And I feel so ashamed. But I told him the truth. I told the man the truth. Bring them up in the fear and the nurture of Yah, that they may honor Almighty Yahweh. The world hates Yahweh. Well, that's my mama. She hates Yah. She hates this living truth, Yahshua. But that's my dad. He hates Yah. They don't love Yah. I don't care what you think, to be a friend of the world, to be energized by the world, to show your loyalty to the world. We will show our loyalty to the wicked greater than we will the Sadiq. We will covet for them. We will cover their wickedness. We can't go to sleep at night even though they're suffering in their own sins and their own wickedness. Let them suffer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet when it comes to the loyalty of Yah, we got our own little superficial world that's full of just trivial folly. And that's what we care about. Well, who's going to care about her? Hallelujah. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. Who's going to care about her? Tell me, who's going to care for? We're members in particular of the body of Yahshua. And I love this finger like I do that one. I love this big toe with the ingrown like I do the ones that have no ingrown at all. You understand? I love both of my kneecaps. I love my elbows, my arms. I love me. And so I will not do me any harm. Well, if she is the body of Yahshua, I'm in that body, then I cannot do a harm. I cannot take advantage. Well, she gives all. Yahshua gave all. She's all right. Hallelujah. Yahshua gave it all. Because she gives all, she can give all. That's all right. She doesn't murmur, complain about that. She can give all because Yah has given her all. So it's a delight to give all. What are you going to do? I will give all. I will correct her. And she was right to do. And I will look after her as well, too. Hallelujah. You all can't see that among one another. Something is sickly wrong with you. You're not even a jackass. Hallelujah. He says the world, because the world hates both me and my Abba. But this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled, that it is written in your what? Come on, say it loud. That the world loved me, that the world sone hated me with many causes. We hate each other without causes. You hate the body without a cause. She said that, grow up, you child, immature nincompoops. You stupid bimbo, foolish, stupid man, you child, immature man. Well, she said that I may go to hell. That's where you're going. Scripture tells you what to do. You go to your brother or sister. You coward. I will, my brother. It is written in your Torah, he said. They hated me without a cause. No reason they hated me. Because I'm the light of the world. And I will shout and show them their wickedness. And we despise that. It's almost like children say, I hate my mom. I hate daddy. And daddy say, boy, if you come in the house like that again, I'm bust your butt. Boy, if you take anything from me, it sure straighten you up, didn't it? Huh? He said, boy, I will. And you know he meant business. That little man, black as soot, he looks at you and say, boy, I will bust you up. If you ever do that, you put in a fear, you didn't it? Come on, Israel. He did a Sadiq thing. More righteous that you could ever realize.
Next time you see him, you got to kiss him on the neck and say, bless you, daddy, for telling me that. Yeah. Come on. You cannot be devoted to the world and say you love Yah. The Torah says they hated Yahshua without a cause. They hate the word of Yah. This is a generation because it is the spirit of an adulterous and an adulteress. An adulterous man is not faithful. An adulterous woman, look at Mr. Edwards. He was the prima donna of the Democratic Party. They lulled him. They loved him. He was photogenic. He had a great smile. And now they have cast him aside. With a friend like that, you don't need enemies, do you? You don't need no enemies, do you? If that's what friendship is, I don't need no enemies at all. Periods. And yet they cast him aside. Because he was not their friend. He was not a friend to them. And neither were they his friend. The world is not friendly. You should be engaged in the activities and love the appetite of the world. You're an enemy of Yah. The world hates Yahshua. It hated Yahshua from the beginning. The Torah tells us that it hated him. Why? Without a cause. There's no reason for the world to hate Yahshua. There's no reason. There's no reason, but they hate him. They despise the name. They replace it with this pagan lie. They rejected the Torah of Yah with this superficial day called the first day Sunday. So the world hates Yah and Yahshua. And so Yah is one thing that you will declare the legion or the side you own. Is that not right? We see the battling there in Georgia, in Ostila, down a little northeast province of that country, where America is on Georgia, and Ostila, that little nation said it wants to be with Russia. It's only 270,000 square meters. Small little piece of land they've carved out. And yet, so America's supporting them to fight against the Russians, to test out their military power. And Russia is supporting the rebels, and they are bombing the folks to hell and killing them. And Russia has the power that they want this whore to be allured. She is an adulterous whore. America is an adulterous whore. That's why every kind of religion is all right. That's why you're self-righteous. You're self-justifying. You're self-pure. We got that in this nation. That's the only one way we are pure, by the word of Yah. Only way you go get your heart right. Show me my sin. Judge me. Judge me. Correct me, Yah. Correct me. Let thy judgment correct me. Not in thy anger, unless you bring me to naught. We sit here with this corruption. And do not allow the word of Yah to correct you. Hallelujah. Your ways never change. So to be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. You have declared what side you own. Yahshua, as far as my house and me, we will serve Yah. Declare whose side you own. You must declare whose side you own. And if you're on the side of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. If you get robust and red cheek and brown cheek when the world speaks to you, you're an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. The world hates Yahshua. It hates the world. It doesn't love the world. That's my brother. He's going to hell. You got through the conversation and you strengthened them in their wickedness. You are foul. You don't strengthen them in their wickedness. You plow the word. You don't have to worry about them. You plow the word. For the wicked shall be hurt in hell, and all nations that forget Yah. You don't have to worry about them. Hallelujah. The word of Yah must go forth in this hour. Yahshua is coming. He says to his relations, he says, I call you no more servant. He said, but because I have a you, he said, I call you Reach. I call you my friends. We're intimate and devoted to you. Because the servant knows not what his master does. But because you're my friend, you will know. We don't know what Yahshua is doing because we're not his friend. We're so friendly with the world. You know what the world is doing? You know the dress codes of the world. You know the attitudes. You know the styles. You know all of that. But we don't know what the book says. We don't know what the Torah says. We are not taking Yahshua, the yoke of Yahshua, and learn of him. Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. We have not learned Yahshua. We have not, in our attitudes, our actions, we have not so learned Yahshua. That's why no effeminate man is going into the kingdom. And that has, that we want to think that that just has to do with a man, lay with another man. That there are men that are effeminate that don't even lay with other men. He's talking about a man that covet mischievous ways. Man that defies the Torah. Man that will abandon the Torah and denounce the Muraviyah. That's what he despises. He said, you're not coming in. Because with that kind of vileness, I know you're against me. So we better declare whose side we are. I am on the side of Yahshua. That's whose side I am. I know the world hates him. And they may smile at me, but they hate me. Hallelujah. They're your kin, folks. They may smile, but they hate you. It's either the truth or he's a lie. Let me move a little farther then. Hallelujah. He says in the 17th chapter of Yochanan. Now, if I'm wrong, correct me. Yochanan 17, verse 14. You that are listening, write me an email and correct me. He says, I have given them your. So he's talking about someone. He's talking about the Abba. You all see that clearly? He said, Yochanan 17, 14. I have given them your word. And the world has hated them. He has given unto the Shulishians the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah. Does it say that the world loves them or hate them? Now, how can you be a friend of one that hates you? How can we be a friend of one that hates us? If any man is a friend of the world, you adulterous and adulteress. Know ye not, have you not learned that the friendship of the world is enmity, is hatred, shone with Yah? And if any man, the friend of the world, he is an oyeb, an enemy of Yah. There's president here. The Jacob cannot say that unless there was president. We have a special emotion for those that we know. You have not learned the brothers and sisters. That's why you have no special affection for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ought to have a special affection for one another. Israel ought to be special, affectionate, one unto another. They ought to be that way. I want to say to you, daughters, men just don't operate like you all operate. That's just the fact of the matter. That's just the truth. It's just the truth. That's why you must have a hint. Must be. Hallelujah. Not someone laying with you. I was showing Brother Allen, I said, I got to finish my books. I'm busy now. I'm working. I have to get out and hit it. I'm trying to get things ready for Tabernacle, for the Nchukoth. We have a great time. But I will finish the books. I said to Brother Allen, I said, I want to show you this man's wife. This Kurakanshi down here in Miami. I said, now look at this wife. You can tell the woman's a meek woman. But she's an obesely woman. I said, now do you think that when he finds another young thing is going to be her age and look like that? He wants something he's fantasized in his damn wicked mind. This hog he is. Gut like a hog. I wish he could hear this. And I wish someone would send him this CD. I will address that issue on the multiple wise because I know it's wicked. I know where the seed came from. And when Adam sinned against Yah, she said, it opened the door to every kind of wicked thing. And a man did what was right in his own eyes. And Yah suffered along with man. He suffered him. It was not right what we did. When he took Uriah's wife and impregnated her, Yah showed him the filth of the sin. And yet he had all the wives that one could imagine. A man is not satisfied with two wives. He was not satisfied with 10, 20. And that's the truth. That's why when in the beginning when he made man, he gave him a wife. And a wife is a jewel. She's a gem. You understand? That's why your mothers must teach the young ones how to be wise. I don't care about your failures, what you've done. You still have to teach them. You can teach them by your failures and your mistakes. You can't sit on your lazy ass